This is the Sakar Merli of the 29th of January 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have to have your sins absolved with the power of yoga. You have to become pure and make the world pure. This is the service you have to do. Question. What speciality of the deity religion is praised? Answer. The deity religion is one that gives a great deal of happiness. There is no name or trace of sorrow there. You children experience happiness for three quarters of each cycle. There would not be as much pleasure if it were half happiness and half sorrow. Om Shanti. God speaks. God has explained that no human being can be called God. Even deities cannot be called God. God is incorporeal. He neither has a corporeal form nor a subtle form. Even the residents of the subtle region have subtle forms. This is why that place is called the subtle region. Here you have corporeal human bodies. That is why this is called the corporeal world. This physical body, made of the five elements, does not exist in the subtle region. These human bodies are made up of the five elements. They are called puppets of clay. It cannot be said that the residents of the subtle region are puppets of clay. Those of the deity religion are also human beings, but they are human beings with divine qualities. They attain their divine qualities from Shiv Baba. There is a vast difference between human beings with divine qualities and those with devilish traits. It is human beings who become worthy of living in the temple of Shiva, and it is also human beings who become worthy of living in the brothel. The Golden Age is called the Temple of Shiva. The Golden Age exists here. It does not exist in the incorporeal world or the subtle region. You children understand that the Temple of Shiva is established by Shiv Baba. When did he establish it? At the Confluence Age. This is the most auspicious confluence age. This world is now impure, Tamopratan. It cannot be called a new Satopratan world. A new world is called Satopratan, and when it becomes old, it is called Tamopratan. How does it become Satopratan again? Through you children with the power of yoga. It is with the power of yoga that all your sins are absolved and you become pure. A pure world is definitely needed for pure ones. That new world is called pure, and this old world is called impure. The Father establishes the pure world, whereas Ravan establishes the impure world. No human being knows these things. If the five vices didn't exist, people would not become unhappy, nor would they remember the Father. The Father says, "I am the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness." People make effigies of the five vices of Ravan with 10 heads. They consider Ravan to be their enemy and burn him. It is not that they start to burn an effigy at the beginning of the Copper Age, no. It is when they become Tamopritan that some come up with their new ideas. When someone causes a lot of sorrow, an effigy is made of him. Here too, it is when people experience a great deal of sorrow that they make an effigy of Ravan and burn it. You children experience happiness for 3/4 of each cycle. What pleasure would there be if it were half and half? The father says, your deity religion is one that gives you a great deal of happiness. The world drama is eternally predestined. No one can ask why the world was created or when it will end. This cycle continues to turn. It says in the scriptures that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. There must surely be the confluence age when the world has to be transformed. You now feel that no one else understands it in this way. They don't even understand that the names Radha and Krishna are their childhood names, and that they then marry. Each of them belongs to a separate kingdom. Then, when they marry, they become Lakshmi and Narayan. The father explains all of these aspects. The father is knowledgeful. It is not that he is the one who knows the secrets in everyone's heart. You children understand that the father comes now and gives this knowledge. Knowledge is received in a pathshala, a place of study. There must definitely be an aim and objective in a pathshala. You are now studying. You cannot rule in this dirty world. You will rule in a beautiful world. No one teaches Raja Yoga in the Golden Age. It is only at the Confluence Age that the father teaches Raja Yoga. This is an unlimited aspect. No one knows when the father comes. Everyone is in extreme darkness. People in Japan call themselves those of the Sun Dynasty. In fact, it is the deities who belong to the Sun Dynasty. The kingdom of the Sun Dynasty is in the Golden Age. It is said that when the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness of the path of devotion is dispelled. The new world becomes old, and the old world becomes new. This world is a big, unlimited home. It is a huge stage. The sun, moon, and stars do so much work. A lot of work is carried out at night. There were some kings who slept during the day and held court at night. They would go out to buy things at night. Even now this happens in some places. Mills, etc., are also run during the night. These are limited days and nights, whereas the other is a matter of the unlimited. These things are not in the intellect of anyone except you. They don't even know Shiv Baba. The father continues to explain every aspect. It is also explained of Brahma that he is the father of humanity. When the father comes to create the world, he definitely has to enter someone. Pure human beings exist in the Golden Age. In the Iron Age, all are born through vice. That is why they are called impure. People ask you, how the world could continue without vice, but you tell them that the deities are completely viceless. You build temples to them with such cleanliness and purity. No one except those Brahmins is allowed in. In fact, no vicious ones are allowed to touch those deity idols. However, nowadays, anything can be done when you have money. When people have a temple in their home, they invite a Brahmin priest to come. Now, even those Brahmin priests are vicious. They are simply called Brahmins. This world is vicious, so worshipping too is conducted by vicious ones. Where could the viceless ones come from? Viceless ones only exist in the Golden Age. It is not that those who do not indulge in vice are called viceless. Their bodies have been created through vice. The main aspect that the Father has explained is that this whole world is the kingdom of Ravan. Completely viceless ones exist in the kingdom of Rama, whereas vicious ones exist in the kingdom of Ravan. There was purity in the Golden Age, and there was also peace and prosperity. You can show how there used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. The five vices do not exist there. That is a pure kingdom which God establishes. God cannot establish an impure kingdom. If people were impure in the Golden Age, they would call out to God. No one there calls out. No one in happiness remembers God. People sing praise of God and say that he is the ocean of happiness, the ocean of purity. They even say that there should be peace in the world. But how could human beings bring peace to the whole world now? The kingdom of peace only exists in heaven. When people fight one another, someone else has to make peace between them. There is only the one kingdom. The Father says, this old world is now to be destroyed. Everyone will be destroyed in this great war, Mahabharat. The words, those whose intellects have no love for God at the time of destruction, have been written. You are true Pandavas. You are spiritual guides. You show everyone the path to the land of liberation. That is the land of souls, the land of peace. Whereas this is a land of sorrow. The Father says, now, whilst seeing this land of sorrow, forget it. We now have to return to the land of peace. It is the soul who says this. It is the soul who realizes this. The soul has the awareness, I am a soul. The Father says, no one else can understand me as I am, or the form that I have. I have explained to you that I am just a point. You should remember again and again how you have been around the cycle of 84 births. By doing this, you will remember the Father. You will remember the home as well as the cycle. Only you know the history and geography of this world. There are so many lands. There are so many wars that have taken place. There is no question of wars, etc. in the Golden Age. Just look at the difference between the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. The Father says, it is as though you are now in God's kingdom, because God has come here in order to establish a kingdom. God himself does not rule that kingdom. He does not claim a kingdom for himself. He does altruistic service. God is the highest on high, the Father of all souls. By saying, Baba, your mercury of happiness should rise. The supersensuous joy of your final stage has been remembered. At the time when the days of your examination come close, you will have visions of everything. The supersensuous joy of you children is number-wise. Some stay in remembrance of the Father with a great deal of happiness. You children should have this feeling throughout the whole day. O Baba, you have transformed us so much. We receive so much happiness from you. Whilst remembering the Father, we have tears of love. It is a wonder how you come and liberate us from sorrow. You remove us from the ocean of poison and take us to the ocean of milk. You should have this feeling throughout the whole day. When the Father reminds you, you bubble with so much happiness. Shiv Baba is teaching us Raj Yoga. The festival of Shivratri is celebrated, but people have put Sri Krishna's name in the Gita instead of Shiv Baba's. This mistake is the greatest one they have made. This is the number one mistake in the Gita. The drama has been created in this way. The Father comes and corrects this mistake and says that he, not Sri Krishna, is the purifier. I taught you Raj Yoga and changed you from ordinary humans into deities. There is praise of me as the immortal one, the one who does not take birth. You cannot sing this praise of Sri Krishna. He takes rebirth. It is number-wise amongst you children as to which ones retain all of these aspects in their intellects. Together with having this knowledge, your behaviour also needs to be good. Maya is no less. Those who came first will definitely have that much strength. There are various types of actor. It is the people of Bharat who have been given the parts of heroes and heroines. You liberate everyone from the kingdom of Ravan. You receive so much power by following Srimat. Maya too is very powerful. Whilst you are moving along, she deceives you. Baba is the ocean of love, and so you children also have to become oceans of love like the Father. Never use bitter words. If you cause sorrow for anyone, you will die in sorrow. You should now finish all of those habits. The dirtiest habit is to choke in the ocean of poison. The Father also says, lust is your greatest enemy. So many daughters are beaten. Some tell their daughters that they may remain pure. Ah, but they should at least first become pure themselves. By giving their daughter away, they are at least saved from the burden of all the expenditure. Because they don't know what is in the daughter's fortune as to whether or not she will find a happy home. Nowadays there is a great deal of expenditure. The poor will surrender their daughters very quickly, whereas some have a lot of attachment. Earlier, a native woman used to come here, but they didn't allow her to take this knowledge because they were afraid of magic. God is called the magician. God is also called the merciful one. Sri Krishna cannot be called that. The merciful one is the one who liberates you from the merciless one. Ravan is merciless. First, there is this knowledge. There is this knowledge, then devotion and disinterest. It is not said devotion, knowledge and disinterest. You cannot say disinterest in knowledge. You have to have disinterest in devotion. This is why the expression knowledge, devotion and disinterest is right. The Father enables you to have unlimited disinterest, that is, disinterest in the whole of the old world. Sannyasis only inspire you to have disinterest in your household. That too is predestined in the drama. This does not sit in the intellects of human beings. Barrett was 100% solvent, viceless and happy. There was never untimely death here. Very few of you are able to imbibe these things. Those who do good service will become very wealthy. You children should remember Baba, Baba, throughout the whole day. However, Maya does not allow you to do this. The Father says, if you want to become Satyaprathan, remember me whilst you are walking, moving around and eating. I make you into the masters of the world. Will you not remember me? Many of you have many storms of Maya. The Father explains, all of that will happen. It is fixed in the drama. Heaven will definitely be established. The world cannot remain new forever. The cycle has to turn, and so you will definitely come down again. Everything definitely has to become old from new. At this time, Maya has made an April Fool of everyone. The Father comes to make you beautiful. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Become oceans of love like the Father. Never cause sorrow for anyone. Don't speak bitter words. Finish all your dirty habits. 2. Whilst talking sweetly to Baba, maintain this feeling. O Baba, you have transformed us so much. You have given us so much happiness. Baba, you take us to the ocean of milk. Have remembrance of Baba throughout the day. Blessing. May you be filled with the experience of all relationships and all virtues, and thereby become an image of perfection. At the confluence age, you especially have to make yourself full of all attainments. Therefore, Put all your treasures, relationships, virtues and tasks in front of you and check whether you have become experienced in all of these aspects. If you are missing any experience, make yourself complete with it. If you lack even one relationship or virtue, you cannot be said to have the stage of perfection or to be an image of completion. Therefore, experience the Father's virtues and the virtues of your original form, and you will become an image of perfection. Slogan: to become forceful is to cry in your mind. Therefore, now close the file of crying. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. In order to do service through your mind, make all the powers a part of your life. Become perfect, the same as the Father, so that no defects remain inside you, for only then will your Sakash spread automatically with the concentration of your elevated thoughts, that is, through your mind. Om Shanti.